You are a person. I am a person. This is a podcast. You're listening to it. This podcast name is Tennis Podcast, named so because a person, me, Nick Amell, and another person, my guest sidekick host, of which I have several, bring a top tennis list on anything in the world, and the other tries to guess all tennis items on the list in real time along with you, the folks at home. Today, my sidekick host is a regular, and he too is a person like you and me. It's Alex Johns.
Jerry's still out on if I'm actually a person or not.
Did you like my intro?
I did.
Do you think it was personable enough?
It was very informative. I learned quite a bit, and I really felt like you were speaking directly to me.
I wasn't, so I'm sorry you made that mistake. That tells me I need to work on the intro.
Ah, I see. Well, everything's a work in progress.
It's true. Alex, this is episode number 210.
Wow.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
210.
210. How you been? What's new? What's going on? Tell me something new. Tell me anything. Tell me a joke. Tell me your favorite food. Something.
I don't know. Everything. You caught me off guard there for a second.
You're supposed to always be on guard on a podcast, Alex. You're supposed to be on your A game. Doesn't sound like you're on your A game.
I just rolled out of bed and popped on my headphones and here we are. I didn't do any research. Yeah. We're just here.
But hopefully you at least brought a topic. Do you have a top 10-ish list for me to guess today?
I do. I do have a top 10-ish list. Are you ready for that information?
Let me think. Hang on. Am I ready for that information? Let me weigh the pros and cons of finding out the information. There's a lot to consider here. Okay. I think I'm ready.
All right. So let me preface this. You know, you said it yourself. I'm a regular.
Better or for worse.
Everyone knows me. I come on here. I bring on space lists. I bring on board game lists. I like nerdy stuff, right? Well, you know what else I like?
But?
Responsible urban planning. So.
And who doesn't?
Right? So I have in front of me a list of the top 10 walkable cities in North America.
I love it.
I came to this list because I've come to the realization, I've down plenty of YouTube rabbit holes, that this country is so centered on car ownership. That it just, it's a detriment to the country as a whole. Back in the day, like in the early 1900s, so many cities had like viable public transportation, right? They had all sorts of stuff to get around, but then the auto industry came and fucking lobbied for those to get torn down in favor of bigger roads and more parking lots and yada, yada, yada. And the American dream, everyone's got to own a car. And now we're stuck in this society where you can't survive without a car. And that's not the case in most countries. So I wanted to bring this list to highlight some of the more positive cities in the area where you potentially could survive without a car.
And this is North America, not just America, right?
So U.S. and Canada, there was no data on Mexico. So I would say north of North America.
North of.
But okay. Had to include Canada for our Canadian listeners.
And Brad Choma.
Brad Choma.
Regular sidekick host. Tell me about your data. Where'd you get it from?
Data comes from walkscore.com. So not sure if you're familiar. If you ever go on Zillow, you can kind of go to the bottom of a Zillow and it'll show you the walk score of like the location where the house is at. They pull that from this website. So essentially it gives you can jot it down to a neighborhood. You can go as big as a city, as a state, as a whole, and it gives it a score between like 0 to 100 as to how walkable this place is. And some of the methodology, I'll just read the methodology here. It analyzes hundreds of walking routes to nearby amenities. Points are awarded based on the distance to amenities in each category. Amenities within a 5-minute walk are given maximum points. A decay function is used to give points to more distant amenities with no points given after a 30-minute walk. Hmm. So essentially, the more shit you can go to within 5 to 30 minutes, the more points you're going to get. Maximum of 100.
Yeah. And this is interesting too, because Alex, as you know, I hope, you and I grew up in an extremely car dependable community.
This is true.
The town we grew up in, zero walkability.
No.
Like having a car is an absolute must. And I hate that. So when I do travel, I love going to big cities that you can just walk around. You don't even need a car. I love to not even rent a car if I have to. So
yeah. And I know you travel a lot. I travel a lot. So I thought this would be a fun. I didn't really bring a ton of notes on the list, so I figured we could just kind of talk about our experiences in these cities.
Just say you're lazy. Let's just.
And I'm lazy.
Yeah.
I just rolled out of bed and, you know, here I am.
Yeah.
So.
You're lucky you have such a smooth bum, because otherwise I don't know if I'd let you get away with this.
That's the only thing that's carried me on this show, to be honest. You keep asking me back and I'm not doing a great job, so clearly it's the bum.
It's the bum. I just think about it and it lures me in like a fishing rod.
Right. So some notes on this list. I only included cities of a population of 350,000 and more.
Okay. For some context for people that aren't city population nerds like I am, I'm trying to think of a good example. Like, I know Tulsa, the city that you and I live in, or you don't anymore, but you did, it has a population of about 400-ish thousand, although the metro has about 1 million. So just to give you some context out there, listeners, on the size of the cities we're talking about.
So funnily enough, this list shows Tulsa at 390,000, and that's why I picked the 350,000 cutoff, so we could include Tulsa in this amalgamation.
Which, the Tulsa will not be included in the top 10.
I don't know, we can see.
To be fair, Tulsa, at least downtown Tulsa, is much more walkable than it used to be, but still, it's not going to be anywhere near this top 10.
True. It is closer to the bottom than the top of this list.
Yep. How many cities are on the list? Do you have, like, the full number?
I don't. I have a list, but they're not numbered.
Lazy.
Yeah.
Lazy.
So I will tell you that the lowest score on the list is 25.6, and the highest score is 88.7. So nobody breaks that 90.
Okay.
And then just a little feedback, how they kind of break down like the scores. If a 90 through 100 is considered a walker's paradise, so daily errands would not require a car, a 70 to a 90 considered very walkable, so most errands can be accomplished on foot. And I will tell you, everything in this list falls in that 70 to 90 very walkable range. So also on this website, it also includes the transit score and the bike score. Similar methodology, similar everything, just how good is the transit, how good is the bike. I have those numbers. We may or may not talk about it. And then I also included the average cost of living for each city, just for some additional insight here.
I'm going to guess that there's a pretty good correlation between the walkability of a city and the cost to live in that city.
There might be. So I took the cost of living info off of livingcost.org. It's a really great website that just kind of compiles. You can pull up any city in the world and see what the cost of living is there.
Okay. So did livingcost.org sponsor the show today? Or
no,
why else are you sucking their dick so much?
So anyway, the average living cost for the United States, it says, is about, for one person, is about $2,112 per month. Every single one of these cities is higher than that.
It's funny how logic in your head would say, well, you don't need a car, so maybe it's cheaper to live in this place. But no, it's actually the less you need a car, the more expensive it is in America anyway.
Right. So yeah.
Okay.
That's all the preliminary information. What do you think about this list?
Hate it. I'm going to do it only in protest because if I see a top 10 list anywhere in the world, on or off this podcast, I have to guess it. It's just the way my brain is wired.
That's true.
Do I like it? No. Do I like you? No. We're going to do it. I'm going to guess that number one is the hotbed of walkability and downtown living, Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah, Georgia.
Just kidding.
On this list.
Shout out to our Savannah listeners. We love you. Well, most of you. Okay. I'm quite certain what number one is. I'll try to save that.
Okay.
Why don't we go, let's start up north. Let's start in Brad Choma's backyard. Brad Choma, regular sidekick host of the show. I'm going to say Toronto, Canada is in the top 10.
Toronto, Canada is not in the top 10. It is probably like number 20-ish. It has a walk score of 61.
Okay. This is bullshit, but let's stay in Canada. How about Vancouver?
Vancouver is the only Canadian city on this list.
Knew it.
Where do you think it falls?
Seven.
Vancouver is number four.
Knew it.
You're close. You're very close.
That was a test.
Yeah. So Vancouver has a walk score of 79.8, a transit score of 74.4, and a bike score, which is the highest bike score on this list, is 78.9. So great city for biking.
What's the butt score?
Butt score is fuck you. And the average cost of living in Vancouver is about $2,298 per month. So all in all on this list is the cheapest of these 10.
Really?
Yeah, on the list.
I always hear how expensive Vancouver is. I might be wrong on this. I think it's the most expensive city in Canada. So that's interesting that it's the cheapest in the top 10.
But when you see the other cities on this list, it might make sense.
Okay. So it's the seventh most walkable city in North America, but it is the most bikeable city in North America. Is that right?
Fourth most walkable.
Fourth. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Oh, sorry, fourth. I guessed seven, but it was
fourth. You guessed seven.
Okay. You ever been to Vancouver, Alex?
Never.
Why do you hate Canada so much?
I've never been. The only time I crossed over at the Niagara Falls when I was very little. And that's my only Canadian experience.
Well, Alex, you and I are one and the same, because same here. I crossed over at Niagara Falls, and that's the only time I've been to Canada.
We should have gone together, held hands.
We still can.
Held butts.
Now, how would you hold butts? Would you walk back to back so the butts are like intertwined, or would you walk side by side to where the butts are just like touching really close?
It's got to be back to back so they're intertwined. Have you never held butts before?
No. So if you're walking butt to butt, would you walk sideways to where you're both like sidestepping up, or would you walk to where one person's facing backwards in there?
You got
to
walk sideways so it's equitable, right? You don't want one person to hog all the front facing.
God, imagine the sweat that would build up in that butt.
That booty sweat.
Intertwined butt. sweat. Okay. Well, Alex, I would hold butt walk with you before I butt walked with anyone else.
I love it.
Okay. Well, then let's say right across the border from Vancouver is Seattle, Washington.
Seattle, Washington. Where do you think that falls on the list?
I mean, I don't think it's top three, so I'm going to guess like number five or six.
Seattle is number 10, just barely cracks this list.
I knew it.
With a walk score of 74.4.
Hmm.
Transit score here is 59.6, so not great. And then bike score, pretty good, 71.1.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. And I've been to Seattle, and I've also know people from Seattle, and I know you know people from Seattle too. Public transport is not what it should be for a city of that size.
Right, yeah. Agreed. Cost of living here is $2,911, so one of the pricier cities on this list.
$2,900, and that's for a single person?
Single person, yep.
And the nationwide average was, I think, $2,100, right?
$2,100, yep.
Yeah, so quite a bit higher, yeah.
Yep. You ever been to Seattle? You've been a few times, right?
Yeah, I've been. I really love Seattle. Someday, might like to live there.
How'd you get around? Did you walk? Did you taxi? What'd you do?
I butt walked with someone. We Ubered and walked.
Okay. Yeah.
A lot of walking.
Yeah.
But yeah, we never left like the central Seattle part of the, you know, we never ventured outside Seattle. So to me, it seemed extremely walkable. And I guess it is. It's still in the top 10.
Yeah. My sister lives there. And she just always tells me about, she's in a very walkable area. She like walks to like a grocery store to get her groceries. Like me, when I get groceries, I go stock up, right? Because I got to drive there. So I buy a whole bunch.
Same.
But she'll just go, if she's cooking that night, she'll just walk on over, get the little things she needs, carry them home. Like that just sounds so convenient, you know? So foreign to me.
It's foreign to you and I, the way we grew up. I said it before, but when I travel, I love that element of traveling, of just like walking outside of my hotel or my Airbnb and just walking when I can to do stuff. But yeah, I'm jealous of that.
Yeah. So it's cool. She's paying out the ass for rent. So, I mean, I guess that's the downside of it. But yeah, really cool experience on her part.
You pay for the good places to live are expensive.
Have you ever lived in a downtown type area?
No.
No? It's always been kind of suburb type of area?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, when we were in Ohio for a few years in Akron. And we had a townhouse in kind of downtown Akron, if you like north of downtown. It was a little too far to walk to anything, but they had those little like scooters you could rent all around the town. And it was like, you know what I'm talking about? Like the Bird or Lyft or whatever. And it was like the perfect Lime. Yeah. It was the perfect distance for those scooters. They had a little nest of them like right outside my apartment. Just hop on one of those, go downtown. That was cool. That's the closest I ever got. And now I'm back in a suburb, nowhere I can walk to here.
I like city life. Someday I'd like to do that, but I haven't yet.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing is, it was just really loud. There was a train right by our townhouse in Ohio, and there's always street noise and stuff. So, I don't know, you take the good with the bad.
Yeah, but no one really listened to this podcast to hear you complain constantly about your life.
This
we all have
true.
Problems, Alex, that we got
to
deal with.
They listen to hear you complain about your sidekick hosts every week.
Exactly. Well, see, now you're starting to get it.
Right.
Really, I should change the description of the show, like on all the podcast feeds. It's like, you know, it's a show about top 10 lists. I really should just change it to it's a show where the host complains about the sidekick host.
That's pretty much what it is.
That might be a new show idea, where that's
all
it is.
That's what the folks are tuning in for.
Oh, I think they're really tuning in for another guest. So I have Seattle at 10, Vancouver at 4.
Yes.
I know Los Angeles, which is the second largest city in the country, is not going to be on this list because it's not walkable. But I'm going to guess that in California, the only California city in the list will be San Francisco.
San Francisco. Where do you think it falls?
I'm going to say it's in the bottom half, so maybe number 8.
San Francisco is the number 1 most walkable city on this list. Yeah. You surprised?
I am.
I thought so. Came in with a walk score of 88.7. Transit score, pretty high, 77.1. And a bike score, also pretty high, of 72.3.
Obviously not surprised it's on the list. I'm surprised it's this high. I'm surprised New York is not number 1. What's more walkable than New York City?
Apparently San Francisco.
San Francisco. Yeah, have you been?
Have I been to San Francisco? I have not. I've been to San Diego a few times. I've been to LA. Yeah, never made it to San Francisco.
Yeah, I have a few times. Not in a while, though, but I really like San Francisco. Except for all those hippies, Alex.
Those liberals?
Those liberals with their liberal agendas. Yeah. I like San Francisco, but sorry, San Francisco doesn't belong at number 1. I'm the authority on walkability on this podcast, and I say no.
Oh, shit.
No.
Cost of living, San Francisco, $3,415 a month.
Is that number 1?
That
is the cost of living?
The second highest cost of living.
Okay.
Just barely.
Okay.
Yeah. So San Francisco, that's the one with the bridge, right?
Golden Gate Bridge.
Golden Gate Bridge.
There's lots of bridges. Did you mean the bridge like by my house here in Tulsa? Because no, that bridge is in Tulsa, not in San Francisco.
That little bridge over a creek that yeah, that's the one I'm talking about, actually.
Good.
And they got that big hill too. You know the big hill?
Yeah. That's the, what do they call that? Well, the whole city is just full of hills. It's like, it's really crazy when you go there. I've never been somewhere so hilly like that.
Which is why it baffles me how walkable it is and how bikeable it is. Because imagine fucking biking up that hill. No, thank you.
No, I can't. No. I don't know how you could, honestly. I think you'd have to walk the bike.
Yeah, seriously.
Hmm. And you know what's funny about all these cities so far? And I'm going to guess 10 out of 10, maybe?
Yeah.
They're all blue. They're all liberal.
Hmm. Wonder why.
Wonder why. But we're not a political podcast, or are we? Surprise! We're changing to a political commentary podcast. Joke's on you.
Fuck cars. Fuck the government for propping up cars.
What do they think they're doing? You know you can get a $7,000 rebate in America now for getting an electric car?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I wish they would just take that money and just build better public transportation. I want trains. I want metros. I want all sorts of other stuff.
Well, you should probably leave America then.
I know. I'd love an EV too, but I would rather prioritize public transportation than just getting everyone more fucking cars. I'm sick of everyone with cars.
Yeah, I don't disagree, but I'm also realist.
You know, like, this fucking car-centric infrastructure is like bankrupting our cities. Because you think about all the wasted space that is used for parking lots.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not generating income.
Well, it's generating income for private businesses.
One person, that owns a lot. But it's not like, you know, if you plopped a grocery or a bodega at that spot and put some like high density housing above it. Now you've got people that are living there. They're paying their taxes there. They're purchasing stuff there. Like just so much better you could do with a plot of land than just build a fucking concrete parking lot.
Or not just parking lots, but roads and highways have to be upkept by the city.
Yeah. And then they just keep expanding. Oh, just one more lane, bro. Just one more lane. We'll fix parking. We'll fix traffic with one more lane, bro. You build the lane and it gets fucking full in an instant.
Who are you imitating? You think the city officials are talking like that?
Yeah, it's just one more lane, bro. Come on, one more lane. We'll fix traffic. I promise. Just one more lane, bro.
But don't worry. It's going to be 10 years of construction for that one lane.
Just look at Texas. They have fucking like 90 lane highways and they're still backed up on traffic every fucking day.
Yeah. So basically, you invite everyone from Texas to unsubscribe and you fucking hate all of them. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. If you live in Texas, just unsubscribe. This is not the podcast for you.
We have a lot of Texas listeners, so please remain subscribed.
Yeehaw.
Is there any other California cities on the list?
Surprisingly, yes, there is.
Well, it's not LA. It's not San Diego. Is it up in the San Fran area? Like maybe, what's the big tech? Where's like Apple based?
It's not there. Apple's like Cupertino or whatever.
San Jose?
No. It's a well-known city, kind of northern-ish California. I'm not great with my California geography, so.
Sacramento? I mean, surely not.
Not Sacramento.
Oakland?
Yeah, there you go. Oakland, California, number 8 on the list.
Oakland and San Francisco are right next to each other. Like, I don't know if that counts.
They're different cities.
No, they're not.
They both have uniquely 350,000 people or more. What is the Oakland population?
It's big.
390.
Not big enough to keep their NFL team, though.
About as big as Tulsa.
But their metro is way bigger.
Yeah.
What number was Oakland?
Oakland was number 8 on the list, with a walk score of 75.3.
I knew it.
Now, here's a fun-ish, not a fun-ish fact, but their transit score is the lowest on this list at 56.6. And their bike score is about 65.5, so another one on the low end.
Relative on this list, they're kind of low on the low end of the others.
I'm guessing what it is, it's probably a smallish town, and like everything is just so centrally located that it just like makes it work for walkability, right?
Speaking as an Oakland expert, you go there all the time, you know a lot about Oakland.
Never been.
I've been. It's just San Francisco's little brother.
We have, for the company I work for, there's a manufacturing plant out near Oakland in a town called Modesto that I've been to a few times. And my only experience with Oakland is one of my coworkers went to get lunch in Oakland and got his car robbed while he was getting lunch.
Yeah, I have a family member, like a in-law, that's from Oakland, and I hear a lot of the same. Like, it's not the safest place.
It was in the parking lot, broad daylight, parking lot of a Raising Cane's. Got window busted in, took his work bag.
And if we can't go to Raising Cane's in peace and safely, then what are we even doing?
Hey, at least you could walk there.
You're right. I'm with you, Alex. I agree with what you're implying, heavily implying, that everyone from Oakland is a criminal that should be prosecuted and shouldn't be allowed to leave Oakland and infect the rest of the country.
Yeah, but if you are from Oakland and a criminal, don't unsubscribe. We want you here.
No. Rate us 5 stars, leave a review, and sign up for Tennis Pod Plus at tennispod.com/plus.
And don't I have a promo code or some shit? Use that.
Use the promo code Alex for 20% off your order at tennispod.com/merch.
Can I use that code? Am I allowed to use that code? Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. But you already get 20% off as a Tennis Pod Plus member.
Oh, yeah.
You've always had 20% off. Still waiting to see that Alex Johns order come through. But
fucking 20% off of this fucking podcast recording that we're doing.
Never. I will never give you 20% off of this. I will give you 20% off my next guest, though. I'm going to guess nowhere in Texas, but if there is somewhere in Texas, it's Austin.
No, Austin's not on this list. There is no Texas on this list.
I'm going to guess that nothing in Montana is probably on the top 10.
Nothing in Montana.
Nothing in Alaska.
I couldn't even name a city in Montana. Butte?
Helena.
Is Butte in Montana?
Yeah. Butte, Helena, Great Falls.
Isn't that the one that's just butt with an E?
Bozeman. Yeah, but Butte is butt with an E. That's what they should have just named the city. It's just butt. There is a butt. I'm pretty sure I've seen towns called butt before. There's a place in Australia called fuck.
Oh.
F-U-C-K, Australia. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's where you should move. You might not be able to walk much, but you'll be able to fuck outside on your patio. So
how's the walkability in butt Australia?
You got to walk with your butt cheeks, though. That's the only way they let you walk around there. Like, the streets are only wide enough to fit a butt as you walk with it.
Now, ain't just any butt? Because you got to think Dr. Buster's butt. I don't know if that's fitting.
Dr. Buster's going to have to move to big, huge ass Australia to get his ass on those streets. God damn. All right. Well, I'll give you what I thought was going to be number one, which I now guess is number two, and that's New York City.
That is number two. New York, New York.
So nice, they named it twice.
Just barely below, it's got a walk score of 88.0, where San Francisco was 88.7.
Hmm.
New York does, however, have the highest transportation score on the list by a far margin, at 88.6. The next highest is like 77, which was San Francisco.
I feel like everyone that lives in New York, at least in Manhattan, and the other boroughs too, but definitely Manhattan, no matter what you are, no matter what's like, economic level or social class you are, everyone uses public transportation in New York, whether it's the subway or taxis or the bus. Whereas in San Francisco and every other city, I feel like you might not use public transport unless you have to, right?
I just think that's just a testament for, if you build a system that's good enough, people are going to use it.
Mm-hmm.
It's convenient. It works.
Maybe instead of in Tulsa and Texas, places like that, instead of a subway system, they just have a corral where you grab a horse. Just open horse grabbing. get on a horse and then you ride it to, it's like the scooter thing you were taking where you could pick up the scooter anywhere and drop it off anywhere. Now you have horse station. Don't look at me like that. You have horse stations where you get on a horse at one place, you ride the horse, shit on the street the whole way to the other place, and then you park it there and get it and get off, and then you go into the saloon and do whatever you got to do.
So I was going to make a joke of, you know, why don't we just save a horse, ride a cowboy? But
no. God damn it, Alex.
The fact that you're so right. The fucking horses just shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Like anytime, like, I don't know, like you ever been to like Silver Dollar City and you see like fucking horses drawn carriages and stuff like that. Like they're fucking shitting like all over the walk path.
Yeah. Well, that's why back in the old days, back in the 1800s and before, when they were literally shitting in the streets.
Shitting in the streets.
Yeah, those horses, they're shit everywhere. There were people whose whole job was just to follow horses around and pick up their shit. It's kind of like when Buster, Dr. Buster comes on this show and I have to carry his shit through the whole episode to get us through it.
You'd think they'd put like a fucking paper bag back there and just fucking capture the shit before it hits the ground. That'd be the more efficient way rather than hire some poor sap to follow around with a shovel and shovel up this shit all day.
Hey, that's keeping people employed. And also the paper bag would just, it couldn't hold the weight of a horse shit. Especially multiple horse shits.
That's true. That's a good point.
You have any other dumbass ideas you want to spit out, Alex, while we're here?
I sure don't. I'm just...
You're good?
Just thinking about them shitting in the streets.
Yeah. How do you like New York City, Alex?
Never been.
Never been. Damn.
Can you believe that? Well, when we lived in Ohio for 3 years, that was always our, like, we need to get to New York. You know, we could drive there. It was like a 5-hour drive, something like that. Never made it. Never did it.
Lazy.
I know it. I know. I want to.
You didn't need to go to New York, though, because you were in the New York of Ohio.
Oh, Akron. Yeah. Akron, Ohio, hometown of LeBron James.
Mm-hmm. Listener of the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I love New York. I go several times a year.
How do you get around? You use the subway?
Subway, taxi, stuff? Uber. The one thing I have done it before, but I prefer not to, is the bus.
Yeah.
But I use everything else.
Yeah.
And not that I don't use the horse-drawn carriages, though, Alex.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta protect those streets.
They still have them.
Do they really?
You can ride a horse. Yeah, you can ride a horse-drawn carriage. I mean, I don't think people don't use them to, like, get around and run errands. They use them as, like, a, you know, quote-unquote relaxing, you know, ride through the park or something.
But it's an experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fair enough. No, I think New York's great. Love to visit. I feel like in a former life, maybe I could have, you know, I think I'd enjoy living there and walking around and getting my groceries at a little bodega, going back up, but I don't know.
Stepping in human shit on your way down. I mean, that's the thing about New York is, and other cities are like this too, but New York is people literally, there's piss everywhere. Like the streets are really gross.
Yeah.
I mean, they upkeep them better in some places, but it's a smelly place.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's part of what makes it magical.
I suppose. New York is the highest cost of living on this list, by the way. Mm. $35.63 per month. So just barely beating out San Francisco.
And that's to live in a very small little one bedroom or studio apartment.
Yep.
Okay. So
you're nailing this list, by the way. I don't know if anyone's giving you props for that.
Well, I'd say the listeners are, but I've yet to hear it from the Sidekick host. You want to fix that or?
No, fuck you. You suck.
Okay. Why don't you recap where we are so far on the list?
So far, you have number 10, Seattle, number 8, Oakland, California, number 4, Vancouver. Does Canada have states?
Yeah, they're provinces. It's British Columbia.
Vancouver, British Columbia. Got it.
God.
Number 2, New York, New York, and number 1, San Francisco, California.
Does Canada have states?
Well, I knew they were separated. They got the fucking big old tall boys, right? And they're
provinces.
Like, tall things. Yeah, provinces. I get it now.
Do you want me to tell you what color the sky is next, or maybe what color grass is? You need anything else like that? Teach you how to tie your shoes?
I don't need this attitude from you right now, Nick.
All right, well, why don't I give you another guess?
Give me another guess.
Miami?
Miami, Florida. That is number 7 on the list.
All right.
Miami has a walk score of 76.6. However, the transit and bike scores are pretty bad. Transit a 57 and bike is a 64. That's the lowest one on this list for the biking. Cost of living in Miami is about $2,729 per month.
Isn't that below the national average?
No. National was $2,100. This is $2,700.
Oh, I thought you... Oh, okay. You're right. Miami is the only place... Well, okay. Vancouver and Miami are the two places so far I've never been.
Oh, yeah? I've been to Miami.
You want to brag about it?
It's cool. It's fine. Yeah, that's another one where I just don't think of it as a walkable place. So I wonder if it's like Oakland where maybe it's just like everything is consolidated, right?
And it could also be that there's just not that many truly walkable places in America, right?
This is true. This is true. Yeah. You know, so a lot of what goes into walkability is zoning. You know about zoning, like urban zoning and planning and all that stuff?
Tell me about zoning, Alex.
So, like, this country fucking, I'm getting on another rant.
Do it.
They zone areas where, like, only housing can be here. And, like, only industrial can be here. And only commercial can be here, right? And
stupid.
It's stupid because, like, it ruins the ability to do things like this where you can walk to get your groceries. So now you get these suburbs where you just have this huge row of homes with nothing to do. So no wonder why your kids are staying inside playing video games all day, because what the hell are they going to do? You know, bug their mom to drive them 20 minutes down the road to a fucking arcade? I don't know.
An arcade?
Like, build your communities around the people to where I can walk down the street and go hang out with my friends and do this and do that. And you're not stuck in these just car-centric hellholes. I don't know.
Yeah.
Zoning is a big problem.
I agree, except the arcade. I don't think that's happening much anymore. But
no.
I hear more and more about communities being planned this way, more so now. Like, yeah. I think walkability is, in our generation,
it's coming back.
It's coming back. But we have to undo so much bullshit that's happened before us.
We're just constantly digging out of the fucking problems brought on by the Reagan administration.
Oh, wow. Hot take.
Yeah.
Why is it up to you and I to fix everything, Alex?
We're just We're just two guys just being tasked with the most heinous of things we have to do.
All this shit's resting on our shoulders, and it's not fair.
Hey, but we'll deal with the cards that were dealt to us.
Somebody's got to do it. Okay, well, I got Miami at number 7.
Yep, you got 4 more on the list.
So I'm thinking something northeast, maybe Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C., great guess. That is number 6 on the list.
I knew it.
With a walk score of 76.7, transit score of 68.7, and a bike score of 69.5. So pretty middle ground on all of those.
Yeah.
Cost of living, about $2,600 a month.
Now, $2,600 what, Alex? $2,600 rupees, $2,600 Canadian dollars?
U.S. dollars. U.S.
Oh,
dollars.
Okay. You didn't clarify.
United States. Sure. Yeah.
Got it. 2,600 potatoes could have been. I like D.C. I used to go all the time. I used to go, you know, a couple times a year because of work. And I really like it. But I don't know if I'd want to live there.
Were you fucking like lobbying for the NRA or some shit? Oh, peanut butter. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Lobbying for replacing all water in the city. First the city, and then we'd expand nationally and then internationally, replace all water with peanut butter, just because of the nutritional benefits, Alex, and the life improvements it would have.
You're just throwing out good ideas here. That's all you're doing, just starting conversation.
Yeah. Next time I'm there lobbying, I can bring up if we should bring arcades back, though. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Yeah, see how that goes. I've
been
in D.C.
Yeah.
Once, maybe twice, probably just once.
Once, twice, three times a city?
Yeah. Cool place. Cool area.
Did you see Ford Theater, where Lincoln was shot?
I did not see that, but I have seen where Kennedy was shot in Dallas.
I've seen that too. I think I did that with you, didn't I?
I think you did, actually. I forgot we went to Dallas together once. Yeah. Why the fuck did we go to Dallas together?
And we forgot to hold butts while we were there. Damn it. But we definitely went to Dealey Plaza and stood on the stupid little X in the street where
we
Kennedy
stood there.
Shot. Isn't that a weird thing when you think about it? Like, let's mark this place where this guy's head was blown off.
Right, and his wife was fucking traumatized in front of national television. Yeah.
But yeah, I did it. Interesting place. That museum's great too.
Yeah. Dallas, Texas, not on this list.
No Dallas. No, extremely not walkable. Okay, let me give you Boston, Massachusetts at number 5.
Boston is number 3, actually.
Knew it.
Walk score of 82.8. So the third, there's only 3 above 80, and Boston is the lowest of those 3. Transit score of 72.4.
Could you try again?
My watch is listening to me. Fuck you, watch. Transit score, I said that, and bike score of 69.4.
Nice.
Cost of living in Boston is $2,900, so pretty
pricey.
That's high.
That is high.
Pretty pricey.
I was in Boston last year. I'll be there again this year. And cool city.
Yeah. How do you get around?
I walked and I Ubered. Yeah. I don't remember like a train system, but maybe there was one and I just didn't see it.
Yeah, I would think there is. My experience with Boston, I fly into Boston occasionally for work, but I always go like out in the boonies. So I'm never actually like in the city very much. But yeah, looked like a very walkable, transitable place from the window of my rental car that I had Great. To take because I have to go out. Anytime you leave the city center, you have to have a rental car or else you're just not going to be able to get there.
How do you feel about that, Alex? You haven't really made your opinion known this episode on how you feel about that.
Yeah, cars. Cars are great. We love cars. I don't know. I don't have a problem with cars, like, as a concept. Like, I think they're fine. I just wish they were optional, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. In some of these cities we're talking about, they could be optional, but everywhere else they're not.
Yeah, New York, San Francisco, sure. You could live there, not have a car, be fine. But anytime you want to go anywhere outside of the city center, you're fucked.
Yeah. So I just need number 9 and 5.
Number 9 and 5. You're close.
Thank you. Is there anything else in the Northeast?
There is one that I would consider Northeast-ish. Not as Northeast as like a New York or a Boston, but it's in the general area.
Philadelphia?
Philadelphia. Number 9 on this list.
Damn it.
Yeah, Philadelphia, one of the cities in the Super Bowl this year.
Hmm.
Yeah, so Philadelphia, walk score, 74.8. Transit score and bike scores are both in the 60s. Nothing to write home about there. Cost of living is pretty cheap, $2,300 per month. So one of the lower cost ones on this list.
$2,300 what, Alex? Potatoes?
Cucumbers.
Cucumbers, okay. That's a lot of cucumbers, though. I think that's on the pricier side as far as cucumbers go. I've never been to Philadelphia. I hear they got cheesesteaks. I hear they got a big old bell you can look at.
Yeah, I've been to Philly. Why did I go to Philly? I think when my wife was doing interviewing for residency, she interviewed for a hospital in that area. We went to visit. It was a cool city. We walked. We did transit. We did all the thing. We had to get a car too, obviously. But
did you hump the Liberty Bell?
Did not hump the Liberty Bell. Was that where National Treasure was?
You just cut me off. That's what I was going to say, is whenever I think of Philadelphia, first thing I think of is National Treasure, because they spend a lot of time there in that.
Yeah, they do. What a good movie. I need to rewatch that.
I don't know. I remember it being good when I saw it when I was a teenager. Is it still a good movie? I don't know, but there's a show on it now on Disney Plus, I think, or maybe a movie, but something new came out. I had never watched it.
Really? Huh.
Yeah. But Nick Cage, shout out to him.
Yeah, listener of the show, right?
Mm-hmm. Tennis Pod Plus member. I hope to go to Philly someday.
Yeah, cool city. I liked it.
Don't remember asking for your life story, but thanks anyway for filling us in.
So let me just say, you really have been nailing this list. You've not had a single one guess wrong since like your first guess, which I don't remember what that was. I guess you guessed Austin and that was wrong.
I was about to say Austin.
Like a fucking dork.
I'm good with cities. I know cities. I
knew you'd do well with this.
Don't ask me why, but I have spent many a night just scrolling Wikipedia looking at city populations for no fucking reason. So I'm pretty good with cities.
Well, you got one left on the list. Number 5. Mm-hmm. Any ideas?
So there's nothing in Canada. You already said that.
Nope, Canada's done.
We got the one Canada, Vancouver. Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. Number 5 on this list.
5. I think that's the only Midwest city.
Do you have a fucking... Are you peeking at my list over here?
Alex.
Chicago.
A good pat on the back will do. You just got to say good job.
Give me a good pat on your butt.
Oh,
with
baby.
My butt while we walk.
Sideways.
Sideways. Like fucking crabs.
Yeah, it'll be like... Yeah, I think people will be jealous when they see us.
Yeah. No, Chicago, walk score of 77.2. Transit score is a 65, which I expected it to be a little higher. I think Chicago's transit's pretty decent. I've used it quite a few times. Bike score, 72.2. Relatively cheap cost of living as well, $2,300 a month.
Mm-hmm. I think it's on the lower end on this top 10.
Yeah, very much on the lower end. I think it's second lowest after Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I like Chicago. You ever been?
Yeah, I haven't spent a lot of time there, but I was there, after Dr. Buster's wedding recently.
Oh, I remember that.
Not in Chicago, but, you know, drivable to Chicago.
Yep.
We went to Chicago and spent the day there after, saw the bean. The cloud. Yeah, I've heard it called a cloud and a bean, but I think it's supposed to be a cloud, right?
I've never heard cloud. I've always heard it called the bean.
Well, cloud is in the name, but...
Is it?
We're looking this shit up. Yeah,
look
it's,
it up.
It's called the bean. It's officially called Cloudgate.
Oh.
So that's where, yeah.
All right. Well, it'll always be the bean to me.
Yeah. I saw it, rubbed my bean on it.
Oh.
Yeah, I like Chicago.
Yeah.
And I waited 2 hours at a restaurant for a deep dish pizza. Pizza was good, though.
I got to say, might get some hate for this. I don't love Chicago pizza. Just not my thing. I just want regular ass pizza. I don't need this deep dish.
When you say regular ass, you mean thin crust pizza, which is the worst kind.
I don't like it thin. I like a good crust. Don't get me wrong. I just don't like how saucy these pizzas are. It's just too much sauce.
Too saucy for you, huh?
Too saucy.
That's funny coming from such a saucy sidekick host.
I'm very saucy.
I like deep dish. Yeah. That's not my favorite. I like thick crust. Like I need a thick crust. I like my crust like I like my booties.
Yeah.
Nice and thick.
I want to, now that we live in St. Louis, I want to take the train up there at some point. You ever been on the Amtrak?
No.
That's like a goal of mine. Now that I've like, I don't know, to like ride on the Amtrak and like go somewhere. Especially I want to do like an overnight, like get a private cabin and just like sleep on a train. That just sounds so cool to me.
That sounds cool, but that sounds like something you should do in Europe.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But that's beside the point. Chicago is a very easy train trip from St. Louis. And so hoping to visit Chicago quite a bit.
Let me know when you're there and I'll make sure my butt's nice and ready for you.
Bring your butt.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Well, I nailed this list.
You sure did.
I made an ass out of this list.
You sure did. Note to all your future psychic hosts, bring a fucking city list and Nick will fucking get a 12-inch hard-on for it.
Just 12? Yep, you're right. I'm checking right now. Definitely
measuring
hard.
Right now, yeah.
Okay, take us back through it.
Top 10 walkable cities in the U.S. and Canada. Number 10, Seattle, Washington. Number 9, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Number 8, Oakland, California. 7 was Miami, Florida. 6, Washington, D.C. 5, Chicago, Illinois. 4, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Did Canada have states in it?
3, hey, they're provinces, dumbass. 3, Boston, Massachusetts, 2, New York, New York, and number 1, San Francisco, California.
I don't understand. Why'd you repeat New York twice?
New York, New York, New York.
3 times there. Are you okay?
Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah, that was a list. What'd you think? Do you agree?
Do I agree with the cold hard facts? Yes, I do. I agree that these cities are walkable. All the cities that I've been to on this list, which is, let's see, I've been to everywhere except Miami and Vancouver.
Okay.
And I love them all.
Just while I've got you, you want to guess, it was not on this list, what the most bikeable city is in the United States. It was not on this top 10.
Is it a big, well-known city?
It is a well-known city. I wouldn't say it's like one of the states. It's not like a Boston or like a staple, but it's a...
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. Wow, look at you go.
Fucking nailed it.
Bike score of 83.5. I am legitimately impressed. I don't think I've ever given you this much praise in my life, and I probably never will again.
No, I don't think you've ever said a positive thing to me ever before this recording today.
How's it feel?
It feels pretty good.
Yeah.
I feel like I can feel my bum getting smoother with every compliment.
Yeah. I mean, this is why you have a top 10 list, I guess. You're just that good.
I'll bet Portland's in the top 5.
Oh my God, Portland's number 2. All right. Portland's number 2.
Fucking knew it.
Portland is just outside of the top 10 for walkability too.
Yeah.
It's like number 12 or something like that.
What's the most transit friendly city? New York?
Yeah, New York is the best by far. New York's an 88.6. The next highest is Toronto at a 78.2.
Toronto, okay. All right. Well, this list fucked around and found out.
Yeah, this was fun.
It was. And Alex, I want to thank you for being on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I have a very special guest coming onto the show next week, but I cannot reveal that just yet. It'll be episode number 211. Oh.
Can't wait to hear him.
All right. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah. Fuck cars.
Fuck
the auto industry for ruining this city's public transportation, or this country's public transportation. And I hope you all have a great day.
Anything else you want to fuck? Say fuck to?
No. I'm all fucked out.
All right. He's all fucked out. I'm all fucked out. I'm Nick. He's Alex. Appreciate you listening. I'll be back next week. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Bye.